When I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonique. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MSMD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction. I'm watching it going, you know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Hi there. Welcome to Kate Daly Show. Oh, guess what, folks? It's officially Friday. I know. It is. It's officially Friday. I tell you what, it's been a week and lots of news we've suffered through and all kinds of things. And I honestly, this gave me a laugh and I wanted to share this with you. And I do have Mike Casey coming on and he and Morley Robbins speak out a lot about supplements and what they can do and how we can use them, because I'm getting a lot of questions in email about what should people take. And anyway, we're going to get to that at the end. But at the end of the show, and it'll be great, but I have to say, I need to laugh once in a while, and I want to be able to look around and feel something, some hope. Now, Milty and I laugh on the show, and we're usually mocking the headlines and usually really sarcastic. You're welcome. And it's because you know why? Because we do that because we have to kind of suffer through the day. And each day with the news. And the news is kind of bleak. I mean, on the Western Front today, there is the bill that I think is going through, but they do have to have a warrant. Can you imagine that Congress is debating whether or not to have due process or not? The Congress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's all kinds of that sort of news. And there's a lot of directions that I could go today, but I'm going to open the phone lines to you. And I want to hear your stories, because I need to have a laugh today. And this story that was told to Jay Leno so completely cracked me up that I 100% have to do this. Okay. I have to tell you this story because it's so funny and it's a first date story, but I want to share this with you. I have my own funny stories from my life. Maybe I'll share a couple today, but I really want to hear from you, actually. And I know funny things have happened to you, circumstances beyond your control. So Jay Leno went into the audience to find the most embarrassing first date that a woman ever had. And the winner described her worst first date experience. And there was absolutely no question in the audience why she took the prize. Here goes. She said it was midwinter, snowing, really, really cold. And the guy had taken her skiing in the mountains outside Salt Lake City, where I'm actually in the state of Utah, but I'm in the southern part. I'm in the desert. It was a day trip, no overnight or anything. They were strangers after all and had never met before. And the outing was fun, but relatively uneventful until they were headed home later that afternoon. They were driving back down the mountain when she gradually began to realize that she should not have had the extra latte. They were about an hour away from anywhere with a restroom and in the middle of nowhere. Okay. Her companion, her first date, suggested that she try to hold it, in which she did for a while. Unfortunately, because of the heavy snow and slow going, there came a point where she told him that she'd better stop and let her go beside the road, or it would be the front seat of his car. They stopped and quickly crawled out because the car yanked her pants down and started in the deep snow. She didn't have good footing, so she let her rear end rest against the rear fender to steady herself. Her companion stood on the side of the car watching for traffic and was a real gentleman and refrained from peeking. And all she could think about was the relief she felt despite the rather embarrassment nature of the situation. Okay. Upon finishing what she had started, she soon became aware of another sensation. And as she went to pull her pants up on the side of the road, the young lady discovered that her rear end was firmly glued against the car's fender. Yeah. So thoughts of tongues frozen to poles immediately came to mind as she attempted to disengage her rear end from the icy metal and right in front of him. And it was quickly apparent that she had a brand new problem thanks to the extreme cold. Horrified by this, and yet aware of the humorous moment, she answered her date's concerns about what was taking so long with a reply that indeed she was freezing her rear end off and in some need of some assistance. He came around the car as she tried to cover herself with her sweater, and then she looked imploringly into his eyes. He burst out laughing. She too got the giggles, and they finally managed to compose themselves enough that they assessed what they were going to do. First date, I'm just reminding you, this is a first date. Obviously, as hysterical as the situation was, they were faced with a real problem. Her rear end was stuck to the fender. They both agreed that it was going to take something hot to free her chilly cheeks from the grip of the icy metal. Thinking about what had gotten her into this predicament in the first place, both quickly realized that there was only one way to get her free. I can't make this up. So as she looked the other way, her first time date, who she barely knew, proceeded to pee on a butt cheek that was frozen to the fender. Mm-hmm. So the audience is screaming with laughter at this point. And she took the Tonight Show prize hands down, or perhaps pants down. And you thought your first dates were entertaining. Well, it turns out he said this gives a whole new, Jay Leno said this gives a whole new meaning to being pissed off, which I just could not stop laughing at that. Anyway, how did the first date turn out? He became her husband and was sitting next to her on the Leno show. So I love stories like this because you think you have it bad in a certain situation. No, somebody's probably got it worse. And it reminded me of when I was single and a friend of mine and my friend Cindy and myself had moved to Las Vegas and we were working for Spaga. We were working for a really hoity-toity restaurant. And this was back in my early 20s. And this gentleman had asked me on a date. So this is before cell phones, okay? And so I say yes. I give him my number. I think I'd even waited on him. And then the night of the date comes, and my friend is going out on her date, and she's going out to the parking lot, and she sees a guy wandering around the parking lot, and he's dressed in full leather, full big guy, full Harley. Now, there's nothing wrong with Harleys. I love Harleys, okay? Full on gear, head to toe. Now, I wasn't dressed for this. I had no idea I was going on a motorcycle. I had no idea. So she runs back to the apartment and says, I think your date's looking for you. And I just want you to be warned that the date might not go as you're thinking it's going to go. So the guy shows up to the door. We look nothing like we're going on the same date, okay? And I'm kind of dressed up. He's in all leather. We get on this Harley, and he's driving me outside of Nevada, all the way out of Nevada, and all on the outskirts. And I mean, all I'm doing is looking around on the side of the road and thinking, I'm going to die. Here, this guy is going to murder me and bury me out here, and no one's ever going to know where I landed. No one's ever going to know where I'm buried. He drives me to a bar that's out on the outskirts, and I'm not a bar hopper. At a bar on the outskirts, and I mean outskirts, way out there. I mean way out there. It must have been in the next city. And it's a bar for heroin addicts that are sort of recovering. And I'm playing pool all night with a bunch of ex-druggies and a whole lot of really colorful people, thinking that even on the way home, he could murder me and bury me in the desert. And 2 weeks later, I go on another date, and the guy shows up. So I kid you not, the guy shows up in a pink Cadillac with horns. I can't make this up. And I'm looking, and I'm looking at this car, and we get in, and I'm thinking, well, this will be interesting. And he says, you know, I live with my mother, really happy there. I'm looking to get married, and my wife and I can continue to live with my mother, and she's very, very nice, and I think you'd actually get along with her. And here I am looking at him just thinking, okay, and this ain't going to happen. And I'm trying to think how I can get out of the date. And then he turns to me and he goes, I had a vision that we were supposed to get married. And I meant, I turned to him and I said, from God? God gave you this vision? And he goes, yes, yes, we are supposed to get married. And all I keep thinking is, well, that was aiming low for me. Thanks, God. You know, I really appreciate that. Thanks. Is this my treat in life? Have I done that well? Anyway, it was so funny. I got out of the date, called a roommate to come get me. He was a really interesting person. The night kept going like that. The strangest things were said. And all I could think of was how to get out of this. And I remember telling my friend, why did we move here? And is there anyone normal? And so I love first date stories or any funny stories, because I know everybody listening has found themselves in a funny situation. So phone lines are open, 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. You got to make me laugh. I'm serious. I need it today. We need a good weekend. We need to feel some joy, some laughter. I want to hear your stories. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Copper Rock Golf.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're joining me. Get over to Done With Debt. Done, just like you're done, right? Remember, that's how you can remember it. DoneWithDebt.com. And they'll help you get out of your credit card bills. I'm serious. They can help reduce your rates. They'll negotiate for you. What are you waiting for? Just do it, because it's compounding. As we're every day that goes by, it's compounding more, and you're more and more in debt. And this is, I love these guys. I trust them. They're so amazing. Megan Kelly talks so highly about these guys. I just love them. Anyways, they're doing really good work. Your information's private. You can just have a free consult with them, downwithdebt.com. Tell them we sent you, and you're going to love the experience, because you're going to feel a little more peace, and that's what we're all about today. All right, caller. I already have a caller. Okay, caller, let's hear the story. I got to hear this.
Okay, so I was set up by a friend,
mm-hmm.
and she said, he's a great guy, he's respectable, he's nice,
uh-oh.
He's kind, you're really going to have a great time. I said, okay. So he calls me, tells mm-hmm. me to meet him over. A long time ago, we used to have a place called Iggy's,
mm-hmm.
and I met him over there, and I'm sitting in my car, and all of a sudden, I see this, it looked like a hearse, drive up in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way. Can't be.
No.
And this guy gets out, and I walk up to the door, and he walks up to the door, and he asked me my name. I said yes, and he said who he was, and I said, well, that's an interesting car that you're driving. And he just starts laughing, and so then I thought, okay, no big deal. But then I kind of looked down at his feet,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed he's got, like, these Velcro shoes on,
okay.
like something like my grandfather would wear. And I thought, okay, stop being judgmental. He's
right,
probably
right.
a really nice guy. Just let's just get on with it. We walk into Iggy's. We go sit at the bar,
mm-hmm.
and we start talking. And the first thing he tells me is, it's so hard for me to find dates around here because all these women just want me for my money. And I'm thinking, okay, you drive a hearse for a car and you have Velcro tennis shoes, but okay.
Okay.
And then we start to order mm-hmm. some food and mm-hmm. a drink. And there's a guy sitting on the opposite end of us that's watching this whole thing. And
oh,
he
no.
starts laughing. And it's one of those, like, Urkel
mm-hmm.
laughs that mm-hmm. draws attention. You're like, okay, I'm being punked. I know I'm being punked. What's happening here? And then the conversation goes on a little more, and out of nowhere, he mm-hmm. starts belching and farting. And at this point, I'm like, I definitely have to be being punked here.
Right.
I don't understand.
No.
And the guy across from me is taking his hand and, like, slicing his throat, like, get out now. Get out now. And so I had to pretend, I'm like, the same. I'm like, how am I going to get out of this?
Right.
This is just not going anywhere. So I pretend that mm-hmm. my phone rings and I say, hello. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I said, you know what? My daughter's locked out of her house and
uh-huh.
I've got to run home really fast to let her in.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I'll be back. And he gets up. He goes, well, you want me to walk you to the car? I go, no, I'll be back. And I booked it out the door so fast. I was in heels and running to my car as fast as I could.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. See?
I seriously thought someone was going to jump out and say, you're being punked because it was just not believable.
Yeah. Thank you. That just made my day. Thank you for calling up. I love it. Thank you. I know everyone has got a story like that. I know you do. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. Of course, that number is also on the website, katedalyradio.com. I mean, there's so many of those, am I right? There's so many stories like that. And I've had my own. I know you have. And one woman was giving a description of her date. She said his mom drove him to the restaurant and his ex-wife had to bring him his money to pay the check because he left his wallet in his mom's purse. I booked it out of there. Same thing. See, I just think these ones are so, so funny. On the first date, he knelt on the floor and told me he loved me right in the underwear section of a department store. Another gal said that the guy asked her over dinner what kind of makeup techniques he would use on me if I had died. There's horror stories. I know. And this can be any circumstance, but I want to hear your stories. We have enough pending news. I mean, we have enough in the news today. We could be looking at some altercations, Iran and Israel. I think it's going to be false flagged. We've got a lot of stuff on the horizon. But today's Friday, and I celebrate Friday. So call up. I want to hear from you. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us in the daytime. I shall be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There you go.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't get over you.
All right, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And of course, with things the way they are, you know I'm going to tell you, take advantage of the situation and get some gold before it's going to keep going up, folks. Get some silver while it's a killer deal. And or you'll be kicking yourself, I think. Go to Birch Gold for that. That's who I trust. Birch Gold is amazing. Huge 5-star rating. Everybody loves them. Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, everybody. And just raves about them. But all you have to do in order to get some free information on that and also how to protect yourself and everything that you have out there, your savings, your IRAs, everything, is to text 989898 and then just text my name as the message. Just Kate. That's all you have to put. You don't even have to say hi. You just say Kate. That's it. They're going to send you some information. This is such a great opportunity to talk to somebody about your situation and your age, because that plays into what you should do. Your age is going to say a lot about what needs to happen in your situation, how much gold and silver you should probably have, maybe something under the mattress, who knows, and of course, how much to keep in the bank and what you should probably do in your situation with your age, okay, and your circumstance. So they're wonderful. They're red-pilled. They're amazing to talk to, and you're just going to get the free information. There's no obligation, but please text my name, Kate. Text 989898. Do that right now while you're on your phone. And I would so appreciate that, because at least I know you're getting it. Okay. I love this. Phone lines are open. I want to hear from you. And I do have a story for you. If I'm not getting phone calls right away, I do have a story for you. But that's funny, but really funny. But I also want to make sure that you can get in on this too. 888-673-1450. It's Friday. I want to hear a funny moment, something that happened to you, and probably people don't believe your story, probably. I told the first date story of that woman that told her tale on Jay Leno. It was so funny. But, you know, it's I think it's always kind of fun to swap stories, though, because I think that there's so much we can learn from each other. And plus, don't we always need a good laugh? I think so. I think we always do. All right, I'm going to play this. This is Andy Borowitz, and he's talking about a real life experience that happened to him, all about the colon. So sorry about that. But it's called An Unexpected Twist. Here we go.
So last fall, my wife Olivia and I are getting ready to go to a party, but I'm not really feeling up to it. I've been feeling kind of crappy the last few days. I've had these weird stomach pains and kind of bloated. I kind of look like I'm in my third trimester, and I've been constipated, which is weird for me. I've got to say, I just got to tell you this, I am very regular, okay? And I know that sounds like bragging, but as we age, we wear that like a badge of honor, so I just say that. So Olivia calls the health insurance hotline that we've got and talks to a nurse, and she runs down my symptoms for the nurse. And then the nurse asks her to ask me, when was the last time that you passed gas? And I realize at this point that my record keeping on this is terrible. So she asks, well, was it in the last 24 hours? And I think about it, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. And so then the nurse says to Olivia, you've got to get him to an emergency room within the next 6 hours. So we go to the emergency room and we check in at the triage unit, which I've got to say is not a reassuring name for a unit at all. It's like the worst thing to call a unit in a way. And the intake nurse, first question she asked me is, she said, can you rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? And I say 6, which is a huge mistake, because at that point, an immediate sense of calm and relaxation sets in over my case, and they busy themselves with the people who said, 7 through 10. You know, that's just the way it works. So it takes a couple of hours. They finally x-ray me, and I'm taken to an examining room, and a doctor comes in, and this doctor is 12. I mean, I feel like I'm being waited on at the Apple store. I mean, that's the only... And I've got this big belly, and I say to him, doctor, I say, what's up with this? And he says, well, my diagnosis is distension. And I said, you mean my stomach is distended? And he said, that's correct. And I'm like, well, clearly I'm not dealing with Dr. House here, you know? But he orders a CAT scan, and I go through that. And then for the next, you know, couple of hours or so, a bunch of other doctors come into the room. And disturbingly, each time a new doctor comes in, he's slightly higher on the medical hierarchy at the hospital. So I'm pretty sure that, like, the next person who comes in is going to be Hippocrates, you know, the father of medicine. But finally, a guy comes in with the CAT scan results, and he is a surgical resident. Now, the only word that's worse than triage is surgical, because you know that something bad is about to happen. And he says, well, we have good news in a way, which is that we know what's wrong with you. And I said, well, what is it? And he says, your colon is twisted. And this is something called a sigmoid volvulus. I mean, I know a lot of you already know what that means, since it's the scientists and all. But basically what it means is that the colon has formed a knot, and nothing's going in and nothing's coming out. It's like Midtown. Now, my wife, Olivia, is a former journalist, and she has a knack for asking, like, the perfect question that just gets right to the truth of the matter. So she asks, is he in danger? And the doctor says, yes. Now, I should probably say at this point that at this point in time, Olivia and I have been married for 9 months. These have been the happiest 9 months of my life. And just being with her has erased all the sadness of all the years leading up to this. And during those 9 months, many times I've said to myself, life is so awesome right now. It would take something really freaky. So I say to the doctor, what's next? And he says, well, we have two options. And the first option is one we'd rather not do, which is, he said, emergency surgery. We go in, we cut out the part of the colon that's twisted, and then we sew the two ends back together. And the reason this is not a good option is because, as you can imagine, the colon is a very contaminated part of the body. And when you do emergency surgery in those conditions, the chances of an infection and then sepsis setting in are pretty high, and that will kill you. So I said, well, what's the other option? I said, well, the other option is that we take a colonoscopy tool with a camera on the end, and we just use it as a tool, and we stick it up your rectum, and we try to manually untwist your colon. And if this works, we will then spend the next couple days in the hospital just flushing out your system, getting your colon nice and sterile, and then on Friday we'll do that operation, but it'll be under sterile, optimal conditions, and you'll be good to go. So I'm like, shove the camera up, let's go. So they do it, and thank God it works. They untwist my colon, I check into the hospital, I'm in a room, they spend the next couple of days flushing out my system, and by Friday, my colon is clean as a whistle. It's unbelievable. And I go in for the surgery, and miraculously, the surgery goes exactly as planned. Perfect. So I'm in my room, and I'm recovering, and for the first time, I meet my surgeon who's performed this on me, and he's a very nice Chinese gentleman named Dr. Ho. And Dr.
Okay, I'll stop it right there. I'll come right back on the Kate Daly Show. Andy Borowitz, Unexpected Twist. Be right back.
There you go.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, pretty face. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, yes, there's some hot things in the news. Iran's in the news. It looks like they're going to carry out an action, probably. I'll discuss that more in the next hour, just for a second. But still, want your stories. You can call in at the first part of the next hour and tell me your stories. I can't wait to hear. And also, I'm playing a story right now about Andy Borowitz is telling his story about what happened when he went in to the hospital for this sudden problem that he was having. And here he describes Dr. Ho. So here we go.
A Chinese gentleman named Dr. Ho. And Dr. Ho speaks perfect English, but he's chosen to speak it in this very abbreviated, clipped fashion, sort of like Confucius on Twitter. That's the only way I can describe it. Everything is like four characters, and then he's out. So I asked him, like, so when you got in there, what did you do to my colon? And he said, remove 2 feet. They took out 2 feet of my colon. And I'm thinking, that's a lot of colon to be removed. And I said, why so much? And he said, colon was redundant. And that is the extent of my conversation with Dr. Ho. He's out. He's out to tweet some more to somebody else. So it's awesome. Olivia takes me home, and we're feeling like we really dodged a bullet. But then I get home, and I'm not feeling so great. I'm sort of feeling chills and shivers, and I get into bed, and I sort of pull up the sheets all the way to my chin, sort of like I'm a little kid home from school. I'm feeling bad. And then I notice that every time I sit up, I vomit. And this gets worse and worse until, I mean, I know some of us vomit occasionally, but this is like continuous vomiting. It's like I've just seen a Matthew McConaughey movie or something. It's just uncontrollable. So Olivia takes me back to the hospital, and we go back to the emergency room, and I get back to the triage unit, and the nurse there says, can you rate your pain from 1 to 10? And I am like, which turns out to be the correct answer, by the way, for future reference. So they take my vitals. I am so dehydrated from all this vomiting that my heart rate at rest is like 120. My blood pressure is like just plummeting to the floor. And I'm in a state of dehydration, which is known as organ failure. My organs are now failing. So they strap me to a gurney. They put an IV in me. They start pumping me with fluids. They thread a tube up my nose and down my throat to start pumping all the bile out of my stomach, and then just quarts of bile are coming out of me. And I'm on there, and they give me an emergency x-ray of my abdomen. And then, with the x-rays a few minutes later, Dr. Ho appears again. And he explains to me that when they sewed up the two parts of my colon, apparently, somehow, it sprung a leak. And my colon is now currently leaking into the rest of my abdomen, and they can identify gas sort of in the vicinity of my liver, which is not really where it's supposed to be. And I say, well, so are we going to do that thing where we flush out my body for a couple of days and then we get things nice and clean and then you operate? And he said, no, we don't have that option here. We've got to do emergency surgery. exactly what we were trying to avoid the last week, because this can kill you. So I can see Olivia has one of those journalistic questions coming on, but this time she takes one of the residents outside of the room and asks this question out of my earshot. And she comes back into the room, and I can see that there are tears in her eyes. And I say to her, "Did you get some bad news?" And she just says, "I just love you so much."
Yeah.
I'm like, just bring in the rabbi right now, because I am so over. I am so over. But I can tell that she's really very upset and she's falling apart. And so I call out for a nurse and I said, "Nurse, can we have a tranquilizer for my wife? She really needs something." But it's what the resident has told her, and she hasn't told me. The resident has said with this kind of surgery, the odds of surviving it are about 50%. That's about what you got. So they wheel me into surgery, and 3 hours later, magically, I awake. So I know that I've somehow survived this. And I mean, that's not exactly a spoiler. I'm here, right? I mean, come on.
Woo!
You weren't following this very closely. All right. So I'm recovering, and there again appears Dr. Ho, and he explains to me what they've done to me, which is that they've wrapped up my colon where they think the leak was, and they wanted to make it absolutely tight. So what they've done, they're taking no chances this time. They're going to give the colon a few months to heal, and the way they're doing that is they have diverted my digestive tract elsewhere. Like, what is that, like when you close the upper roadway on the GWB? I mean, what does this mean? What this means is they have taken out part of my small intestine and pulled it outside of my body, and it is now currently emptying out into something called an ileostomy, which is a fancy medical name for plastic bag. I am not kidding you, that's what's there, it's right there. So I'm like getting this bad news, and he tweets to me, only 3 months. Then they do a reversal surgery at the end of 3 months, they put your small intestine back in and you're good to go. Now, I'm like rocked by this news. Like, how am I going to live with this? And just seconds later, this nurse appears, and her job at the hospital is to spread pro-ileostomy propaganda. I'm not kidding. She has a magazine called The Phoenix. And The Phoenix is a glossy magazine devoted to the ileostomy lifestyle. Who knew? And you go through the Phoenix, and it's like GQ. They're like all these sexy people, and they're like, you know.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm gonna run out of time, but he survives, and I'll put the whole story on the podcast, of course. But at katedalyradio.com, so funny. Andy Borowitz, unexpected. But you know, those kinds of things happen in every family and in every person's life. I don't care who you are, family or not. You're having those experiences, I'm sure, which are always so funny. I love it. When I come back, you can call up. It's open phone lines. And then later in the hour, Mike Casey is going to join me, and we're going to be talking about some. He has vast knowledge in some supplements and what we should be taking right now. So I love that. So he'll answer a lot of your questions. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
And then the psychiatrist asked, "So, Joe, is this strong economy you talk about in the room with us right now?" Dally Show starts now.
I recently became a father. Thank you. Became a father for the fourth time. Never as much applause on that part. Really no applause, right? Because after the third kid, people stop congratulating you. Then they just treat you like you're Amish. Four, well, that's one way to live your life. Can you build us one of those wood fireplaces? Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
That was Jim Gaffigan coming into the show. Of course, phone lines are open. 888-673-1450. We can discuss anything. Of course, escalation in the Middle East, hot topic right now. And I wasn't trying to ignore it. I needed an hour of something more fun to talk about. It's hard, isn't it? It's rough because you kind of know events will go here and they're going to go there. And what does that mean? I think really everybody's asking, what does it mean for us? So U.S. warships over there expecting this this attack. This is going to get interesting. To defend Israel in case of Iranian attack. That's the headline anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of an old Victorian England newspaper, and it was a woman. She was leaning against her windowsill, watching the street, and she's drinking out of a bottle of gin, and her baby's falling out the window. And I thought to myself, I hope there's some likely lad down on the sidewalk who could catch the baby like a football.
Gosh.
Hey.
Wow.
There once was a man from Australia.
Oh, no. Please be
like
clean.
Color was fine. The design was divine.
Uh-huh.
But the aroma, that was a failure.
Thanks. Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Love it. Love it. Yeah, we'll probably see escalation this weekend. That's what all the headlines are saying. You never know. I mean, sometimes they're saying nukes are being loaded, but they're not. So you just never know. A lot of people on high alert thinking this will go down tomorrow or the next day. So what's that going to mean? World War III? It all depends. It all depends on, I guess what happens right after that. So, we kind of knew, right? We kind of felt like this was coming, that they were gearing up for something. They were gearing up for some sort of attack. I think false flags are afoot. I really do. If you really look at our history, our military budget's up here. Everyone else is down here. And everyone knows that we go in and we're going to go protect our allies. So why would you mess with the highest, the biggest military? I guess we shall see, right? We shall see. So I think it's going to get interesting. So in that way, I say, well, who's going to be foolish enough to do that? That's why I say false flag. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Dana from Boston.
Hi, Dana.
And hi. And I just wanted to say that I don't I don't think it's going to metastasize into a world war.
Okay.
I just don't think.
A little one?
The internet, I think, is part of the, everybody knows nobody wants this war. The people don't want the war.
Right.
And I just wanted to add one thing to that, and that is that one in five congressmen have dual citizenship, and the bulk of that dual citizenship is with Israel.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
And, yeah.
And, thank you.
Anyways, I love your show. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
The word courage comes from Latin cor, mm-hmm. which means heart. And it originally meant to speak the truth from the heart.
Mm.
And you do that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that means a lot to me. Really, it does. Thank you. Thanks, Dana.
You're welcome.
Really
Anyways,
appreciate
nice talking
you.
To
thank you.
You.
Aw, that was really nice. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So, so we have the headlines, and where that ends up, I don't know. You know, what came to mind was wars and rumors of wars, because not all wars are going to end up being what we have envisioned for the last, or being told about for the last millennia. So I think it's a little too soon to think World War III, but that's the fear instigated right now. I do want to mention the fact that the CDC disclosed 780,000, almost a million new reports, right, of serious side effects. Yeah, serious side effects. So that's kind of interesting, to tell you the truth. The fact that they were pressured into having to at least cough these up, we know there's more, but serious effects after the COVID-19 vaccinations, almost a million of them. We shut down the swine flu for 50 deaths. This is almost a million in this report that they've been hiding for 2 years. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, caller. You're live. Okay. All right. Not wanting to chat. Okay, I get it. I get it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the most striking thing for me about this Israeli-Palestine conflict
mm-hmm.
is the amount of lying, the amount of mm-hmm. lies that we're being told. And it basically that Israel's doing well and that Israel's fighting a fair fight. And, you know, they are committing, in my opinion, a genocide. And, you know, it's the biggest thing to me is the amount of lying
mm-hmm.
that we're being told about the Israeli forces and how
mm-hmm.
strong they are. They're not doing well against Hamas, and they're committing atrocities. But, you know, I look at your show, and I look at shows. Judge Napolitano
mm-hmm.
has interesting people on. And otherwise, I think I would just be believing everything, and we're being lied to terribly.
Interesting.
So thank you for
you.
Letting me voice
thank
that.
Thank you. You bet. Thank you. Appreciate the call. You know, I can understand why. And the thing, again, that I constantly have to say because of the situation we're here in the United States. And, of course, this is what I truly believe. I love the Jewish people, and I think that their government is very corrupt. So I think that's the problem that a lot of people have a hard time seeing. And I don't think there is a altruistic government among us in this world now. And I think everything's been co-opted. And so when I say that, it's I always love the people of each land. And I don't want the people of each land to suffer from their government, just like I don't want to suffer from our own government. And our own government does plenty in our name. And I mean plenty. And it's really sad what we have to deal with over here, too, what our government's doing in our name that we would not consent to. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, in law, it's called a Saturday Night Special.
Mm.
It's when a coup comes in,
mm-hmm.
a corporate hospital takeover,
mm-hmm.
Where they come in on Fridays and make up all this stuff because the media is shut off.
Mm.
And so they do all this stuff. It's
yeah.
always on the weekend.
It always is.
And
Friday night dump night. That's Friday night document dump night is tonight. That's when they do their horrendous documents because everyone's
yeah.
worried about the weekend. Yep.
So I'm 100% believing it's the CIA, the Mossad, and all these
mm-hmm.
intelligence agencies that's doing all this stuff.
Could very
that's
well be.
That's my opinion.
Yep.
Thank you.
I can't argue that because we've had so many. There's been so many lies. Look what happened with Syria. We talked about that yesterday. Look what happened there. They completely lied in the press, in the government. Our government lied to us for two solid years about it. It's tough. I know how tough it is to see through all of this. And I think our biggest fears are World War III. And the reason we fear that is we don't want to see our youth have to be drudged into battles that, like the caller said, are more about these institutions getting together to plan these things. You know, Iran, I don't see Iran logically going on the attack. Okay, we have given Israel money all these years. They're shored up. They've got huge defense. Okay, don't you think it'd be silly for them to do that after all these years? I mean, we were told this in the 80s too, and then in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, we've always been told this. So wouldn't it be rather illogical for them to make a move like that? I think so. And of course, don't you think there'd be a surprise element to it? Why are our warships there? No surprise element whatsoever. Hi, caller. You're getting in under the wire. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
You know, I called your show on October 9th, and I said it was all about Iran.
Mm, yes.
After they attacked, because the propaganda was, it wasn't even 24 hours and they were saying Iran backed, Iran financed, Iran planned. You know, Israel knows when even a mouse hiccups over in Gaza and them getting caught by surprise. I don't buy it. I think Mossad has infiltrated Hamas and, you know, they planned the whole thing on October 7th, and they're killing the daylights out of the civilians in Palestine, and that's to rile up the Muslim countries.
To make it
so
look like...
giving them an excuse to basically accelerate the war. And if you say anything against that, then you're anti-Semite.
I know.
And so... And, you know, after the whole thing, you know, the United States aircraft carrier groups, you know, to support Israel. What's that for? It's for Iran.
Yeah.
And they want to finish the job in Syria, too.
Okay. I got to go to a break. I thank you.
Stopped it.
Yep. I thank you for that. I got to go to a break. But I just wanted to say that the whole was the Hamas thing. We've talked about that on the air. Was that all about just trying to gear up to this action? Because otherwise, why would Iran be doing this? It wouldn't make any sense, right? Of course not. So they had to go in with good cop, bad cop. And I think that's what people out there are thinking. I'm looking at message boards and people aren't buying them.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
She's so sweet and lovely. She gives me strength and harmony.
I know. I was just trying to lighten the mood. the news cycle. It's an interesting one. I'll be speaking up in Salt Lake next weekend, and just invite you to go to the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. You can get more details about that. And, of course, you can weigh in on, are we going to get this action to happen? And I think our warships are over there for a reason. It's funny that, you know, in a situation with Iran and Israel, you think that there'd be a surprise attack. But no, even 2 days warning? It's almost, do I dare say so obvious that it's kind of hard to say anything else. Sometimes the narrative is so obvious that I don't have words to describe it. To tell you the truth, I don't have words to even try to understand or shore up what the narrative is saying, because it's insane. There's no logic to it. There's no common sense to it. Iran has no reason to go do that right now. So that's all we're getting told. That's all we're getting told, is that they're getting ready to attack. I don't buy it. I know. And it says Tehran has threatened to retaliate for Israel attack on Iranian diplomatic building in Syria. Mm-hmm. Let's get one thing straight. You look at history. Why is it that it's always an action by somebody else that causes us to go into a full-fledged action? And they call that justification and validation. And every single time, there's always some event that has to happen in order to trigger said event that they want. There's always an action, right? Now, the reason I say that is because you could go, well, I know, but that's how things work. Okay. The problem with it is that if you go through history, the actions, the sinking of a ship, the different things that have happened have most always been lies later on. So false flags later on that we finally figure out with documentation and with kind of an understanding. Whistleblowers start coming out, and this is how you can look back in history and go, wow, each time there was an action and we went, okay, now we're justified. Now whoever is justified to do what they wanted to do anyway, right? Then there you go, see? And it quells the masses into thinking that said action deserves retaliation. But there's so many times that it's been lied about now that we can't simply ignore that. I can't. You can't. I'm a student of history. That's all I read. I'm not all I read, but I read a lot of history. I am up till usually 3 a.m. reading said history. And I will tell you that it's mostly that way, right? And the other portion of that, maybe can't prove it, but it's a big portion of that we can prove. So if we see the game over and over being played out again and again and again, then you got to kind of call it for what it is, maybe. I think this one's kind of obvious. I know, it's terrible. It's just, I think it is. And like I said, the CDC disclosing that 780,000 new reports of serious side effects after these shots, they said, were perfectly safe, took away jobs, did all kinds of damage to everyone's lives over these shots, transformed families, all of this finally coming out in 2024. And it always comes out too late, because let's say I post this today. People go, oh, okay, well, right now we're dealing with this, Iran and Israel. So, well, okay. But wouldn't it have been nice if this kind of information would have come out right after the shots? I would think you'd want to, you know, protect your family, but they wait long enough so that it's not in our mind anymore, so that it's not in our peripheral anymore. And then you just look like you want to go, see, and you're that person. And then everyone goes, oh, well, yeah, okay. That's hard. We do this with the false flags. We explain them away in history. We do this with this kind of stuff, right? They wait enough time, so, you know, enough time has passed. That's what's hard about this. So Shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to learn a lot in the next two segments. Be right back.
There you go.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Happy about that. And also text Birch Gold 989898. And text them my name. You'll get gold and silver from them. They are amazing. And they'll get it to you so quick. And it's beautiful when it arrives. And it's awesome. And also, I just wanted to say, please protect everything that you've got hanging out there. Because like these events that could come over the weekend, it can get a little dicey. And usually under dicey circumstances around the world is usually when they implement things. And so I'm just saying, get ready and be ready. And why would you not want some peace anyway? 989898. And then, of course, the name Kate. You just text that, then my name. And then also donewithdebt.com. They are doing such a fantastic job, you guys, of helping people get out of credit card debt today. I am serious. They keep raising the rates on people. They're raising the rates without even a warning. And it's bad right now. People's rates are sky high. Please get some help. Get on top of it before it consumes you. I think we're going to see a lot of bankruptcies coming up because people are living on their credit cards. And you can get those rates reduced. They'll negotiate for you. You don't have to do anything. They'll do it for you. And they are awesome. They are a godsend. Donewithdebt.com. Just remember, you're done. You're done with your debt. So donewithdebt.com. And then tell them we sent you. Okay. My guest, I asked him to come on, didn't realize the headlines with Iran and Israel were going to break today. And who knows what's going to happen? Because like I said, there's always been headlines of they're loading the nukes, the fingers on the button. I mean, you never know. So it could be a nothing burger, could be something. Leaning more towards something because our ships are in place. I don't know. I'm just saying that they want this action to take place. So here we have that going on. I'm trying to do kind of a more fun Friday. And now but you guys have been emailing me and asking me all about supplements. And so this about what to take, because there's so much information out there. So I asked Mike Casey to come on from ActivateFIQ.com. And I'm so glad you're here with me. Hi, Mike.
Hi, appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. So I know you are so good at answering questions. Between you and Morley Robbins, you guys are just awesome. And I know that people are wondering, we're seeing an increase in cancer. We're seeing an increase in our immune systems bottoming out. If it was you, what would you be taking right now on a daily basis?
You know, it's an interesting question. And it's funny because while I'm the owner of a health supplement company, I think people are taking too many things.
Really?
And so I think the better, I honestly, I think when I talk to doctors and I talk to patients and people, and remember, I'm a practitioner first by nature. You know, I studied human nutrition and food and exercise sciences, and then went on to study integrative medicine beyond that. So for me, I try and look at this as what's best for the individual. And when you have patients and people walking into their doctor's offices or their functional nutritionist offices, and they're carrying grocery bags of supplements, how do they know what's working?
I don't know. That's a lot. Yeah, you're right.
So, but, you know, I always try and go back to the numbers when I talk to people. And so there's this interesting study that was just released that says that people born after 1965 have a 16% higher increase in developing cancer. And basically the study goes on to talk about how those individuals have increased aging markers in their blood work that showed that an increase in aging correlates with an increase in the risk of cancer.
Okay.
So we look at that, and what we can realize from that is that what's happened since 1965? Well, we've had our food quality has gone significantly down. Mm-hmm. We have plastic that is essentially, you know, contaminating everything that we have. But the one thing that I constantly go back to is people are getting sicker, but our medical advancements have gotten so much better.
Mm.
So where does the problem lie? I mean, it's a major disconnect, in my opinion. So, you know, I think we really have to start looking at foundational things and really have to look at letting people know what they should stop taking.
So what's something that they should only take once in a while versus every day?
Let's talk about vitamin D. I know it's a controversial topic for so many people. I know Morley Robbins is big on, like, don't take vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to agree with Morley on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are taking too much vitamin D.
Interesting.
And I think they don't really know why they're taking it. And you have to remember that vitamin D is a hormone. So it's not just vitamin that goes into our body. It's also fat soluble, which means too much of it can start causing problems. You know, it was interesting with Morley the other day. I shot him this article, and I should have sent it to you as well. They just had the first reported, or at least the record, so to speak, of an individual who died from taking too much vitamin D.
Hmm.
And, like, that's what his autopsy revealed. Like, just by too much vitamin D. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I think this is when we go too far.
Yeah, right.
When people are taking this much of a fat-soluble vitamin. So I think, you know, if you have a true medical need, then you can look at vitamin D. But the reality of it is we can take things like natural cod liver oil, and we can get enough sunlight, because the real problem is people aren't synthesizing enough vitamin D. It means we're not taking it from stored vitamin D in our body, because we're getting plenty of it from our food, and then we're not getting enough sunlight to actually activate it to be able to be used to boost our immune system.
Okay.
That's the bigger problem. So,
okay. Cod liver oil, though, helps. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So cod liver oil. So cod liver oil is naturally rich in vitamin D. It's also naturally rich in retinol, which is the active form of vitamin A. You know, a lot of people, when they think of vitamin A, they think of beta carotene. That's plant vitamin A, so to speak, and that has to be converted in the body, which causes a whole other cascade of issues. So, you know, you really want to get cod liver. And we go back to that's an ancestral approach of something that people have done for many, many decades and years. You know, it's funny, when I got in the industry, cod liver oil was this really popular thing. We're talking 15 years ago. And all of a sudden, it went on the bottom of the health supplement shelves, and nobody talked about it anymore.
Right.
And now it's making this big comeback, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Retinol is great for viruses. The natural vitamin D, cod liver oil is the one thing that we should be doing. And I think that is a staple supplement that patients and people alike should be taking, in my opinion.
It also helps with thyroid, to keep that on track, too, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, it's also rich in omega-3s. So, you know, people are really big on omega-3 fatty acids for, you know, they're like fish oils. And, you know, I always remind people, it's like, you know, cod liver oil was the original fish oil.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to the older generations, every time they got sick, what did they get? They got a spoonful of cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for a reason. You know, it's rich in so many natural nutrients that just the body needs to stay well.
Right. What else should we be taking? We got about a minute and a half till we go to break, but what else should we be taking every day?
Well, I think we should be taking things like beef liver, copper, and that's where we get into our recuperate product, is that's really meant to be our foundational product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got spirulina in there, and I say that not as a sales pitch, but we designed a supplement that said, if someone took nothing else, what should they be taking?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where recuperate was born from, and maybe we can dive into what that looks like a little bit more after the break.
Mm-hmm.
But it contains the beef liver, which is a superfood. It has all your essential vitamins and minerals in it. We'd like to call it nature's multivitamin.
Okay.
So I think people should stop taking synthetic multivitamins and start taking natural things like the beef liver.
Right. I like that. Okay. I know, because people are, I mean, it is a lot of supplements out there, and it's what to take and what not to, and vitamin C. People should be dosing high on that when they are starting to feel ill?
They should, but plant or whole food based vitamin
yes,
C.
The whole C.
Whole molecule. So mm-hmm. not ascorbic acid is the isolated form, is that can cause the depletion of copper and dysregulation of iron in the body.
Okay.
What we want is the whole food version of vitamin C. So yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something people should be taking daily, in my opinion,
okay.
just because people aren't eating enough citrus foods anymore. I mean, when we look at their diet, are they eating enough citrus foods to get enough of the natural whole food vitamin C? And I venture to say most people are not.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, we're going to come back. Stay with us. Mike Casey's on the line from ActivateFIQ.com, and we're going to be talking about how to get healthy. There's not much we can do about what happens in the Middle East right now. So until we know what's going to happen in the Middle East, speculation right now. But I know what we can do. We can do something about our health. There we can be proactive. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you. I have Mike Casey on. I asked him to come on. I have been getting a lot of emails. People are like, what do I take? What do I not take? And of course, one of the other staples that you should take is magnesium. And so magnesium, cod liver, whole C. What was the other one, Mike?
A recuperate IQ, which contains beef liver, which contains copper, which is the most important
yeah.
aspect of all of it. So many of us are depleted in copper because our soil and our food is depleted of copper. Now, and I know Morley has talked about this subject so many times on your show, so I won't go down that far too far,
mm-hmm. sure.
but that is a true staple supplement. We really put it together. It's like if you did nothing else,
mm-hmm.
because that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Is if I took nothing else or I could only afford to take one supplement, what would it be? And that would be the Recuperate IQ, just because it has boron, it has copper,
mm-hmm.
it has beef liver and spirulina. And those may not sound like a lot of ingredients, but
right.
each one is, you know,
all those minerals,
tons of science and research, and does extremely important things in the body.
Right, because it's the conductor. And so when they wiped out the conductor, which is copper, in the 30s and 40s, and I even mentioned this, I think, yesterday on the show, when they wiped that out, then out of our food supply, then there's no conductor. I mean, that's the foundation of your immune system to kick stuff out of your body, the toxins out of your body.
100%.
Yeah. And we're all low on it. So Activate FIQ is awesome for that. I like that. Now, a lot of people ask me, too, why I like you guys over everybody else. Why? So I want you to let people know, because I have to a certain extent, but I want you to let people know why you're so different and why it matters. Stop buying supplements at Walgreens because you're not getting the bang for the buck. And so tell us the difference.
Sure. Now, without going too hard on anybody here, I want to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, the supplement company or the industry as a whole, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for many years, why we looked at this and why I've grown the brand to what we have is because it's all about quality integrity for us. When people look at the supplement space, a lot of people think like, wow, that's a really unregulated industry. And guess what? There's a lot of truth to that statement. I'll
mm-hmm.
be the first one to admit it. You know, we're talking about $100-something billion industry versus a $1.2 trillion industry, which is what Big Pharma is.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, it is FDA registered, but that doesn't mean that it has the same regulations as the pharmaceutical industry. So, you know, we have to look at things like, where does your ingredients come from? Mm-hmm. And most supplement companies, when you look at their ingredients, it's all about price for them. It's about how can we keep our costs down so we can maximize our margins.
Mm.
So they're buying from large quantities from a raw material supply warehouse in China somewhere, which means that's an ingredient that's been broken down, it's been concentrated, and it's sitting in a powder in a drum somewhere that's been sitting in this warehouse losing its potency of its active ingredients for a period of time. And the longer something goes from the ground, from when you take it and harvest it, and until you take it, the longer that period of time is, the less potent that nutrient is going to be in layman's terms. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's really about how fresh and how quickly can we get good raw materials into our products. And then we look at not just trusting what the company sends us, because in this industry, when a supplier sends us something, they send what's called a certificate of analysis. Now, FDA regulations say you can trust that. You can go off of that. Unfortunately, I can tell you firsthand that you may get a few of those that are actually correct, but you get a lot of those that are not correct. And so we have to verify those ingredients. And we throw a lot of stuff out because a lot of stuff is not what it claims to be. So then we put together the formulas. We manufacture everything. We use minimal excipients, which is the flow agents like vegetable magnesium stearate, silicone, things like that. We use minimal of those. And then we do a final testing at the end to make sure everything's verified, again, with our own certificate analysis to say, hey, these are the exact amounts. These are clean of any toxins. And these formulas are what they say they are. Mm-hmm. And then we release it to the customer. But many of those steps are not required by other companies.
I see.
So when you go somewhere like Walgreens or CVS, and you're paying, you know, a couple dollars, and you're like, well, vitamin C is vitamin C. Well, it's not. It's probably ascorbic acid. It's probably been sourced from China somewhere. And it's probably not even active. And it may stress your body more than if you didn't take it at all. And that's what really, you know, in my opinion, people should be aware of is, like, these are things that we're actually putting into our body and consuming that we are meant to improve our health. Like, but look at the other side of it. You know, I mentioned earlier people walking in with grocery bags of supplements. Most of those are coming from places like Walgreens or Walmart, and they're not really the highest of quality. And I've seen people, you know, who have developed ulcers and all kinds of digestive issues from taking stuff that really just isn't what it says it is. And that's the sad truth of this industry, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's so true. I honestly, when companies like yours know that, they know all of these details, they actually care about what they're putting out there, then those are the companies you want to go to, because too many companies, like you said, they're putting out junk. They're marketing it and spinning it at a low cost with a huge margin in there because they're buying junk product to put to give to you. And you walk away without the benefits. And that's the hard part. And people don't realize that. They solely will look at one or two things and think, oh, well, I can just grab that at my local store. But I've never seen those products actually be the kinds of products that I would that you get the benefit from. And I know because I've taken them. So when I take the Activate FIQ, and this is why I tell people about it on the show all the time, is because I know people want to have supplements. They should be taking them because our food supply is terrible. And so we have to shore ourselves up. You have to be taking something. So here's the deal, is you have to buy that quality. And I've actually found, to be honest, I found your prices are actually really low, which is awesome because it just means that you are putting out a superior product. You're not making as much on that, and you're caring about what the consumer is going to take in their body, which I love. So, to be frank.
No, 100%. No, and I want to add to that, too. And this is where, you know, we really can take this as many layers deep as you like. But for the listeners, just, you know, we talked about mostly magnesium, for example. What's the most popular magnesium supplement on the market? We all think of Natural Calm, the liquid magnesium drink that everyone consumes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could talk about what's wrong with that form of magnesium, but do you know who owns Natural Calm? Do you know who owns that company?
Who?
The Clorox company.
Oh, gosh. I did not know that. Clorox? Gosh.
The Clorox company. The Clorox company also owns Burt's Bees. So, you know, do we really want to be using the people who create bleach to create our magnesium supplement? I mean, we can keep going.
Yeah.
You know, Nestle owns Garden of Life. They own Vital Protein.
Right. So we've got about 30 seconds. I love your take. I hope people actually go to the website, because I know people, because I'm inundated with messages about it all the time and have been for 4 years now of supplements, that I'm telling you, I'm very careful about it. I'm very careful, and I choose wisely, and I really love your company, to tell you the truth. So activatefiq.com, code word is Kate, if you want to help the show or if you want to do that. But there's a reason I chose them. So I really adore you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. As we say at the end of every show, you can find out why on the website, katedallyradio.com. And of course, we'll see you on Monday, and let's see what unfolds over the weekend. Hopefully it's not too bad. Be right back, or be back on Monday.